This is God and Autobiography, the podcast, as told to a philosopher by Jerry L. Martin. He was a lifelong agnostic, but one day he had an occasion to pray. To his vast surprise, God answered in words. Being a philosopher, he had a lot of questions, and God had a lot to tell him. Episode 12. The brash display at the front of the bookstore announced Conversations with God, the first of three volumes in which God tells all to somebody else. I thought I was the one anointed to carry God's message. What's going on here? I thought. Before my own experience, I would not have thought for a minute that the author, Neil Donald Walsh, actually heard from God. But if God spoke to me, he could surely speak to anyone he pleased. In fact, I had been told he communicates with people all the time. Walsh, too, reports God as saying, "I talk to everyone all the time. The question is not to whom do I talk, but who listens." Just what I had been told. Had God appointed two messengers with different messages? Or was this guy not on the up and up? I have to admit, I was skeptical. My own prayers were herky-jerky, and the voice I heard spoke in my own casual vernacular. Walsh's conversations are reported in polished prose. That looked rigged. Nor was I impressed with what Walsh reports having been told. It sounded like pop Buddhism, feel-good stuff that sells books but is unlikely to be God's authentic word. Isn't Walsh just a charlatan, Lord?
He got most of it right.
Got most of it right? But Lord, some of what Walsh reports contradicts what you have told me.
They're probably not contradictions, but merely appear to be. Of course, you're both fallible receptors.
Walsh reports you as saying that, quote, "you can do whatever you believe you can," end quote. That's just silly.
Give me an example.
There's a woman I know who has clear goals, strong convictions, and great force of will, yet often fails.
No, give me an instance from your own life.
Just winning a tennis game, for example.
Give me a break. A, you always have mixed thoughts in those situations. And B, I said you can't alter physical laws. If you completely wanted to win at tennis and believed you could, you would practice, exercise, and so forth. When I say you can do anything, I don't mean that you don't have to take the necessary steps. Napoleon was charismatic, but he still had to train troops, plan logistics, and so on. Stop being simple-minded. You are fixating on a single meaning of you can do anything and trying to rebut it. Instead, think about what meaning could be true. It certainly does not mean wish fulfillment. Think about it.
Walsh reports you as saying, quote, "God will grant whatever is asked without fail," end quote. Whatever is asked.
The trick is in ask. Not everything you want has been asked in the right way, with fulsomeness of soul.
But then the statement is completely misleading. It depends on a verbal sleight of hand.
Not so. Some might be confused by it, but it is a way of focusing attention on the right way to ask, to believe and feel fully, and to motivate this change in people. But it is not a lie, not even a noble lie. It is the direct truth. When you come into the fullness of being, of partnership with God, everything you truly seek will be granted. That may seem like a bait and switch, but that is not the way you will see it when you get there. You will see that this is indeed what you really wanted all along.
But it seems misleading since it suggests that you can win the lottery by wishing for it.
But don't you see? That's not what your soul wants. If it did per impossibile, it would win it. But it doesn't. Because your soul has no true desire for such things.
But Lord, don't you see how misleading that statement is? It certainly will be read as wish fulfillment.
Then it's a mistake. That is not what I meant. People want God's will to conform to theirs. Others try to conform their will to God's. But at root, the two are the same. The goal is to get to the point that you surface your true will, which will coincide with God's. Remember that I want what is good for you. I do not have some arbitrary plan and then demand obedience to it. I want nothing other than your fulfillment. That is what you want too. You will develop more and have a greater impact for good if you will trust in me and believe in yourself, not in your ego, your will, but in your spirit and your destiny.
Destiny?
Yes, there is a goal for you, for each person, an individual path of evolution that I want to help you along. Believing that you can progress and trust in me to help you is very helpful in achieving that goal.
Walsh reports that everyone will achieve union eventually, through many lives.
That is true, but that does not mean that it is automatic. Everyone will succeed because everyone will eventually do the right thing. In a sense, it doesn't matter who gets there first. There's no prize for speed. All lives are equally valuable. But it matters to the individual and to the amount of earthly suffering he or she will experience.
Walsh says God has, quote, no preference, quote, with regard to, quote, how you live your life, end quote.
Wrong. I want you to become your best self. What is true is that I accept your need to do whatever you do and to take many lives to achieve fulfillment.
Many lives? That sounded like reincarnation, in which I had zero interest, so I didn't ask about it. I don't think I took it seriously. I didn't pray about Walsh after that. Whatever God was or wasn't doing with him was between him and God. Thank you for listening to God and Autobiography, the podcast. The words of God are spoken by Jerry L. Martin, who heard the voice. He can be reached at godandautobiography.com. The narration and dialogue of Mr. Martin are spoken by Scott Langdon, who can be reached at scottlangdonwrites.com. You can read the whole story in God, an Autobiography as Told to a Philosopher by Jerry L. Martin, available now at amazon.com.